something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is titled, The True Meaning of Christmas.
Hallelujah. Why do I love Christmas? It's all about one man, one God-man. It's all about him. Is that correct? It's about Jesus Christ. But in reality, it's about us. It's about us more than it's about him. Did you know that? It's actually more about us than it is about him. Because everything, think about it, Jesus was born for us. Not for God. Not for himself. He was born for us. He was the only one ever to be born for others. Your life is always for you. If you live well, it's for your good. If you don't, you're in trouble. You're not doing anybody any good to live well. You're doing yourself good. But Jesus was born for the good of other people. He had no need to come. There was no other reason for him to come. There was no reason for him to be born. He was born for us. This is an amazing reality. Someone who was born because of other people. Absolutely. Absolutely. So when I think about Jesus, these are things that go through my mind. In Christmas time is one beautiful time in the year to consider this. And you see, everybody's beautiful because Jesus made us beautiful. Isn't it true? The Bible says we love him because he first loved us. He first loved us. He is why we are the way we are. See, he's made us beautiful. Jesus Christ, he was born for us. Say, he was born for me. Say it again, Jesus was born for me. Think about that. That's wonderful. An amazing truth. Okay, so I've got three nice lines for you tonight. A sermon that you can go and preach everywhere. It's very easy, but very profound. Very profound. Because I'm thinking about Jesus. Who is this man of Galilee? Who is he? What does he mean to us? First thing, the first one, these are three lines you know very well, okay? But it's nice when we address our minds, our spirits, with these simple lines. Number one, Jesus is God's word in flesh. Is that correct? That's simple. St. John's Gospel chapter 1, when you read from verse 1, what does it say? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Right? The Word was God. Then it goes, verse 12. No, go straight to verse 14. And the Word was made flesh. Better rendering, became flesh and dwelt among us. The Word became flesh. The Word of God became flesh. Think about it. God's Word in flesh is Jesus. When that baby was born in Bethlehem, it was God's Word that was born in flesh. A miracle of miracles. He wasn't conceived like everybody else. No. He was conceived of the Holy Ghost. He was born into this world. God's Word. Until then, it was only a voice. God's Word came only as a voice. In Genesis, the Bible tells us, when you read in chapter 3, it tells us the voice of God came walking in the garden. It was God's voice walking. They heard His voice, but they had never seen His shape. Nobody knew who He was, what He looked like. He was God's voice. Voice. Even the prophets heard a voice in their spirits. They heard a voice. Some heard a voice from above. It was just a voice. Until He was born, that voice put on flesh. Jesus was God's voice in flesh. He was God's voice in flesh. Can you imagine? I'm talking to you now. Imagine if my words, as you were hearing them, began to form a human being. Jesus was God's voice in flesh. The voice of God that Adam heard, put on flesh, and He became the second Adam. Praise God. That's number one. Very beautiful. Number two is Jesus is God's love. Jesus is God's love in flesh. Oh dear, oh dear. If your spirit ever comprehends that, you'll always be a success. You'll always be a victor. You would never be discouraged. You would never be despondent. Never. You'll never be fearful or afraid. You will never be intimidated. You'll never be ashamed. If you ever comprehend that truth, that Jesus is God's love in flesh, the love of God in flesh. That's why, see, Jesus cannot but love you, because that is the totality of His personality. He cannot make a decision to love or not love. Jesus cannot choose to love you or not love you. You were born a human person. You cannot choose to be a human or to choose to not be a human. You have no choice. It's your nature. You can't change that. You can't become a cat. You can't become a dog. You don't say, today, I'll be a cow. I think tomorrow I'd like to be a rat. You can't make that choice. Jesus cannot make a choice to love you or not love you. He is God's love in flesh. He is the love of God. Do you get it? He can only love you. He can only love you. He has no options. He has no choice about it. He can only love you. Can you imagine such a thing? All He can do is love. Everything He ever did was love. All the works of Jesus were works of love. He couldn't do otherwise. It's God's love manifested to us. Love is about value. That's what love is all about. It's about value. You can only love what you value. And when you love, you value. Love is value. Love means value. So God loves you. That means He values you. That means you're something. Somebody said, I'm nothing. No, you're not nothing, because God loves you. If God loves you, it means God values you. God values you. Love is value. That means you're important to God. And when I think of the fact that I'm important to God, I'm bold. I'm bold. I'm a winner any day. The world is mine. That's the way I think. The whole world is mine because God loves me. I think God loves Pastor Chris. Hallelujah. That's the way I think. God loves Pastor Chris. God loves me. So because of that, the whole world is mine. I could never lack a thing because God loves Pastor Chris. God loves me. Can you say that? Does God love you? You see, Jesus can only love. Jesus was the love of God manifested. When He walked the streets, it was love walking. Love with two legs, two hands, one head. Think about it. Love put on human flesh and walked the streets. No wonder when He saw that woman at the city of Nain crying as it carried her son for burial. Love wouldn't let it pass by. He stopped them. They were going for a funeral. He stopped them. He heard the cry of that woman. She was a widow with an only son. Love couldn't hold back. Jesus went there and asked him to stop. Touched a bier. The young man sat up and He delivered him to his mother. That's God's love. The law condemned a woman who was caught in very active adultery. They're going to stone her to death. They're running after her. She runs toward Jesus, and the master's standing there. They gather around. They say, the law of Moses tells us to stone her to death. What do you say? He says to them, anybody among you who's without sin, cast the first stone at her. They dropped their stones and went away. The woman, Jesus looked up and saw they're all gone. He said to her, no one has condemned you? She said, none, Lord. That was the moment for Jesus to pick the stone, because He was the only one qualified to stone her to death. That's why she was still waiting, because there's one more person. Jesus was that person. That's the reason Jesus had to say something and say to her, I do not condemn you. Go and sin no more. God's love. Think about it. He was manifested to us. Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me, and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you.